The following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. A drop in life expectancy. Physician burnout at 54%. Is your doctor one of them? And can antibiotic use cause dementia, Parkinsonism, perhaps even Alzheimer's? We'll touch on these questions throughout the show today. I am Dr. Steve Pettirudi here at Intellectual Medicine with my friend Nick behind the glass. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, doctor.
How are you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling good.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Are you ready for the polar vortex?
The polar vortex.
That's it. You know, a shift, and I'm not a meteorologist, but I am an intellectual guy. So I do a lot of reading. This polar vortex is a shift in the atmosphere that causes a flushing of cold air down into New England. And we're in the midst of it. It's about to hit us. So I always thought that's such a cool name, polar vortex.
I'm not a fan of polar vortex.
I don't like it.
It
has a nice ring to it. You know, if I have another child, I think I may name him Polar Vortex.
Polar Vortex.
Polar Vortex Pettirudi. It's got a nice ring. I don't know. Good thing for the world that
PvP.
I'm pretty well done.
That's right. PvP. That's what the kids will call.
So here we are, folks, and I am without Shannon today. She is home studying. Nick can appreciate this. It is her last exam on Tuesday. As a nurse practitioner, she will be a graduate of the program after successfully passing her exam on Tuesday and heading on to the next chapter of her life. So the next time you hear her voice, she will be a nurse practitioner and will be joining us. Excited to have a guest with us today, the great Dr. Kenny Blanchard, a true pioneer thinker. He's a renowned endocrinologist, studied at Princeton, through other Ivy League schools, and wrote a book on thyroid. If you've ever been told that your thyroid is normal, if you've experienced symptoms of fatigue, constipation, dry skin, brain fog, weight gain, and you've wondered about your thyroid, and you went to your doctor and your doctor tested your thyroid and said, it's normal, don't worry about it. Stay tuned, folks, and listen to Dr. Blanchard. His studies and his experience have informed and guided some of my own thinking and have shaped some of the practice at Intellectual Medicine. And as I'll share with you and as we'll discuss, oftentimes low thyroid conditions are underdiagnosed, perhaps one of the most underdiagnosed entities in the nation. And we'll discuss why. We'll discuss why. But first, I thought it was a little bit ironic. You know, I'm listening on the way in, Nick, to the group Stop Hate RI, and I thought it was ironic that they were formed in essence, because they hate Donald Trump. Isn't that just a little bit paradoxical?
It is.
The raison d'existence is that they hate Donald Trump. You know, if they're going to stop hate, that's... is there a group out there that, by the way, is called We're in Favor of Hate, Rhode Island? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
So you got to look beyond. So the origins of that group actually have a political agenda, and the Progressive Party, the Working Class Rhode Island Party, does have Marxist leanings. Now, I'm pretty open politically, but, you know, you want to know who's feeding you what information. So we're all about coming together and being honest and giving people a chance to succeed. And we're about having you live 120 years. Now, how in the world can you get to live 120 years when, in fact, life expectancy took a dip last year in America? Why did that happen? Well, it turns out that the reasons for death, including heart attack, stroke, dementia, and sadly enough, suicide and drug overdose all went up. 8 of the top 10 leading causes of death all went up last year. So we look for common denominators, like what is underneath it all. And one common denominator is the obesity epidemic. You can tie obesity to just about all of those entities. Certainly heart disease, diabetes, perhaps dementia are connected to the excessive adiposity. Now, later in the show, I'm going to give you the top 6 hidden reasons for obesity and why this epidemic has gone unfettered. And it's gone unfettered in large measure because doctors ignore it. public health officials misguide and misdirect the focus and attack surrogate markers. Oh, let's tax sugar. Let's tax Coca-Cola. It's their fault. Let's tax McDonald's. It's their fault. Let's not let people buy big gulps at stores in New York City because that's making them fat. Nonsense. This is a medical and metabolic disorder. It's being neglected by medicine broadly and by public health officials specifically. So, folks, stay tuned, and we'll continue to push against the boundary of ignorance. At Intellectual Medicine, we have solutions to problems that stymie others. Why? Because we think about them. Why do we think about them? Because we can. You know, it's been said, and it's true, if everybody is thinking the same, nobody's thinking. That becomes, by definition, a form of totalitarianism. We all think the same. If you're not on the reservation, then you are wrong, and you will be punished. The nail that sticks up will be hammered down. I've heard this story so many times from my patients. I went to my doctor. I told him my symptoms. He did the blood work and said, nothing is wrong. I said, but doctor, these are real symptoms. Doctor said, nothing is wrong. And if you keep complaining, we can send you to the psychiatrist. About the end of the road for many folks. If you've gotten that feedback, do not accept it until you have exhausted all pathways, especially those pathways that lead through intellectual medicine. I'm going to give you a tip on how to find doctors that have the spirit about them, even if they may not be intellectual medicine by name. Now, Dr. Blanchard is certainly one of those clinicians, and he may not label himself intellectual medicine, but he's clearly an intellect in medicine. So how are we doing, Nick? Am I given enough time? Good. Clearly an intellect in medicine. Turning to some of these other causes of death, one of the most sad causes, it's the drug and suicide issue. The drug overdose pandemic is really ripping the youth out of our grips. Whenever somebody of a young age dies prematurely, it affects the statistical average more profoundly. I'm not implying that the sad and avoidable death of older people is worth accepting passively, but rather explaining why the death rate, the lifespan, I should say, has diminished over the past year for the first time since 1993. That's back when there was a pandemic of HIV, and for many of the same reasons, taking our young. You know, there's a problem in America with youth and optimism and being disaffected. And those of you that have experience with young adults can resonate with this. Opportunities are more limited. The debt-to-income ratio is skewed. They look forward and they don't see the same bright future that maybe Americans historically have seen. That unbridled sense of optimism. And it affects different parts of the country differently. I maintain it's worse in the Northeast. I think that we have stifled creativity in many ways. You know, I was out recently visiting my son in San Francisco, Nick. And I got to tell you, the number one job in San Francisco, I think, is entrepreneur. So I'm sitting around a table and they're all talking about their venture capital and the new company they're going to start. And you know what I noticed about their conversations, Nick? Energy, happiness, joy. At its heart, America is an entrepreneurial nation. At its heart, we are happiest when we have an opportunity to pursue grand adventures. Jobs and security are important, but opportunity is the lifeblood of the spirit of the nation. That's why people come here. That's why young people go to college. Opportunity. And to many ways are being deprived of it. And sometimes it leads to being disaffected and a little hopelessness sets in. And the whole thing can unravel in the form of depression, unemployment. I think that may contribute to it. Although, you know, another group of folks that are committing suicide at a high rate, actually doctors. Every day a doctor commits suicide, an average of one per day. Recent studies have shown that 54% of doctors are burnt out. It's not a good recipe for great care, folks. Somebody has an appointment on Monday with a burnt out doctor. Could it be you? How can you tell? I'll give you a few tips on what to look for, but we'll give them to you now. But now, actually, we'll do it later. First, I want to talk a little bit more about thyroid, right? Because I want to help to set up and introduce Kenny Blanchard. But I promise, folks, stay tuned, and I will tell you how to avoid being seen by a burnt-out doctor. You know the kind who stares at his computer, doesn't really seem to be paying attention to what you're saying to them. I guess those are some telltale signs. Another one is if they're working for the man. You know, typically if you're working for the man, you're under the lion's paw. You got to do what they tell you. Now, Dr. Blanchard, he went independent many years ago. And as an independent, intellectually based doctor, he has the freedom to think and pursue medicine in the manner that he chooses to see fit. And that manner of medicine includes diagnosing and prescribing thyroid medicine in a manner different from the mainstream. Conventional doctors will tell you, hey, if your thyroid test was normal, you're normal. If the TSH is normal, you're normal. TSH, by the way, is thyroid stimulating hormone. It is the brain's signal to the thyroid gland to make more hormone. When I was in medical school, I was taught that all you needed to test was the TSH. If that test came back normal, the patient had no problem with the thyroid, and you could move on and focus on other things. That teaching is largely pervasive in today's medicine as well. So when your doctor says your thyroid is normal, they're referring to the thyroid stimulating hormone, or the TSH. The question to ask, gee, doctor, how about my T3 and my T4? Without getting too much into the weeds, the thyroid stimulating hormone goes from the brain to the gland, and it tells the gland, make more hormone. The gland responds by making T4, and it floods it into the bloodstream. Once there, it gets metabolized into T3. Now, follow the ball here. T3 is the thing that does most of the heavy lifting. That's the hormone that sharpens the brain, boosts the energy, enhances metabolism. That's the hormone that makes the whole body go. Well, if you don't know what that level is, how can you determine if the body is functioning at its highest and best state? Furthermore, the range of normal for the thyroid stimulating hormone, or the TSH, is from, on average, it's from 0.6 to 5.0. Now, I'm no mathematician, but that's a pretty big range, folks, isn't it? A pretty wide range. So if you're at one end of it, let's say you're at 4.5, how is that different from being 1.0? And might it matter to your sense of well-being? The analogy I use is like math class, right? An A is a normal grade, and so is a D. But I'd rather get an A. Stay tuned, folks. And after the break, we're going to tell you how to get an A in thyroid and feel better for it. I am Dr. Steve Pettirudi. This is Intellectual Medicine.
Southern New England's biggest voices. Mornings with Rhode Island's anchorman, Gene Valicenti at 6, John DePietro at 9, Matt Allen at noon, Dan York at 3, and Tara Granahan at 6 on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM. WPRO.
Welcome to the Scrooge Auditions. I'm Kurt Columbus. Nairobi, Nick, you're first.
Cratchit, offer no interest.
No. Ron?
Cratchit, give them same-day mattress eye delivery.
Yeah, no.
Ebenezer, come and buy a bed.
Your Ebenezer.
Cardi's Furniture presents Trinity Reps A Christmas Carol this holiday season.
Kurt, how about we read for Tiny Tim?
We tried that. Next!
When you want to increase the value of your home, you get the best return on investing in a garage headquarters door. This is John DePietro, your number one garage door authority. Has the software tools help you visualize doors that add value to your home by matching the design of the door to the architecture of your home. Call the leader, call the original, the number one, at 877-62-GARAGE, or go to garageheadquarters.com. Check out Garage Headquarters Trade and Upgrade event. Want to trade? You won't believe the new door deals Garage Headquarters are making when you trade your existing garage doors for statement-making new ones. Garage Headquarters always delivers the fastest service in the garage door business. Call by noon for service today, or it's free. Same-day fast service for homes and businesses. 877-62-GARAGE or online at garageheadquarters.com.
Garage Headquarters, 877-62-GARAGE. Discover the secrets of the Azores with breathtaking views, beautiful lakes, rolling hills, and green plains. Enjoy dining and shopping, rich in European traditions and in history. Ideal for nature lovers, families, couples, and friends who want an unforgettable vacation. Don't just travel, why not experience it? And the best part, you can leave right from TF Green Airport and fly direct with Azores Air. The Azores are known as one of the most beautiful places in the world, and the affordability speaks for itself. Go online today to find out more at visitazores.com. See why National Geographic calls the Azores one of the world's best secret destinations and outdoor lovers' paradise, with scuba, kayaking, hiking, biking, and natural hot springs to relax afterwards. Go to visitazores.com and plan your adventure today, leaving right from Providence on Azores Air. Project co-financed by the European Regional Development Fund, Azores 2020 Operational Program.
If you live in an older home and your heating bills are getting higher and higher, it's time to install new insulation in your home. I'm Tara Granahan. AA Insulation has the best, the absolute best, with Class 1 cellulose insulation in Rhode Island, and they've been doing this for over 38 years. With AA Insulation, you deal directly with the owner, Angelo Aiello, and not salespeople. AA Insulation specializes in your older, existing, and historical homes. Now, for complete attic and wall insulation, AA Insulation offers a lifetime warranty and exclusive customer rebate programs with all their work. Their service offers some of the highest protection for your home, and they use green products. AA Insulation, they have won Insulator of the Year and Best in Rhode Island for many years. AA Insulation, they insulate all year round, and no one in Rhode Island knows this business like they do. Get a free estimate and make the best investment for your home and save yourself money on heating and cooling costs each and every year. Call Angelo Aiello at 421-3782. Get the best from AA Insulation. You're entitled to it.
Hey, everybody, I am back. This is Dr. Stephen Pettirudi. We are live here at the Voice of Southern New England. I do love that song. This is Intellectual Medicine, and I am Dr. Steve Pettirudi. We're dancing to the music of a new day, a new day, a new day of the 120-year lifespan. And you know the beautiful thing about live radio? It's live. And that means that you got to be flexible. We were planning on having Dr. Kenny Blanchard. We're having a little trouble reaching him and connecting with him, but Nick is hard at work. If we get a hold of him, that'll be great. But fortunately, your omniscient host has a deep well of knowledge and is well-versed in Dr. Blanchard's philosophies. Now, he wrote a book on thyroid. You can get it on Amazon, Dr. Kenny Blanchard, on thyroid. And it's his principles, and along with those of many other intellectual doctors, that have guided my thinking. And by the way, folks, the good news is if you are home listening and you have a question about thyroid or any matter to do with intellectual medicine, we do have some time and space available today. What's that number for them to call, Nick?
438-9776-WPRO, toll-free 1-800-321-WPRO.
That's great. Now, thyroid is one of the most underdiagnosed entities in all of medicine. It is a gland that sits at the base of your neck. You can feel it right above where the collar of your shirt goes. And it does many things. In fact, so many things, I don't think it's fully understood by all of medicine. It is involved in every aspect of your being. It affects your energy. It affects how your brain works, how your gut works. It affects how your heart functions. It affects how your muscles operate. It affects every element of your being. There's not a single function of your body that is not touched by thyroid. Think of it as a gas tank that runs the machine. And that high-octane gasoline is the T3. Now, several things can muck up thyroid. One of them is, one of the things that can muck up thyroid are toxins. And the toxins can include heavy metals. They can interfere with thyroid-stimulating hormone. And as such, they can interfere with the brain's ability to stimulate the thyroid gland. This can accumulate over time. Those heavy metals like lead and other toxins can cause your thyroid function to dip. Now, some of the earliest symptoms and the most common ones that I see have to do with energy. This is ubiquitous. Now, people in typically any age of life can be afflicted by low energy state, more common as folks get older. And one of the primary triggers for that low energy can be undiagnosed hypothyroidism. If you go to your doctor complaining of energy, you say, gee, I think my thyroid is off, and all they do is check the TSH, they're not doing enough, in my opinion. In fact, I will go so far as to say that the most important element of diagnosing low thyroid is not the lab at all. It's your symptoms. If you have all the symptoms of hypothyroidism and there's no other plausible explanation for what ails you, then it is highly probable the thyroid or a lack of adequate thyroid hormone is involved. You know, when I was in medical school, they taught us, treat the patient, not the lab. Now, we have deviated from that. Nowadays, it seems to me that doctors are numerically focused. We treat numbers more so than patients in many cases. And the reason we do that is because we're comfortable with numbers. Numbers are not nuanced. They don't fool you with, or they don't misguide you. They're easy. You know, if your cholesterol is 300, I can make it 250 with a drug. If your TSH is outside of the normal range, I can make it normal with a drug. That's easy. The hard part, folks, is addressing patients' needs and doing so in a manner that sometimes defies convention. We call this sometimes functional thyroid management. I call it intellectual medicine. This is where all the roads kind of intersect. You start with a patient's symptom and concern, and then you analyze it to get to the best level of being. It is life-changing for people when they have been struggling with symptoms of fatigue, of weight gain, of dry skin, of constipation, and you can finally direct them toward better health. It's like taking a veil off your eyes and seeing the world in all of its colors. That's the type of an effect that we see in our patients every day and every week. So I think we've got Dr. Blanchard available to us. Dr. Ken Blanchard, his practice is up in Massachusetts. He's been a thought leader for many, many years, a pioneer in helping patients in an intellectual approach to medicine. And over his years of observation and his extensive study, he has gotten to a place of unique understanding about thyroid. Dr. Ken Blanchard, good morning. It's a pleasure to have you with us at Intellectual Medicine.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Pateroti. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, now, to start out with, our listening audience has been hearing me introduce some of the traditional aspects of thyroid diagnosis. Tell me, in your practice and in your experience, what are the symptoms that you most often see associated with hypothyroidism that may get overlooked by conventional medicine?
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pateroti. Join Dr. Pateroti as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pateroti.
Hey, everybody. I am back. This is Dr. Steve Pateroti at Intellectual Medicine. I have on the line with me Dr. Kenny Blanchard, and we're talking about thyroid. And Dr. Blanchard, an influential thinker in thyroid and has a book on the topic, has just explained to us that the traditional test, the TSH, is not necessarily that helpful when it comes to diagnosing thyroid. First, Dr. Blanchard, if you could tell our audience, how do they get your book?
Well, it's available in bookstores or on Amazon. It's not a huge seller, so that a local bookstore might have to order it. But
what's the title of your book?
It's called The Functional Approach to Hypothyroidism. And see, the functional approach basically says that when someone has an overwhelming picture of hypothyroidism, and because hypothyroidism affects everything in the body, often people have a laundry list of 10, 15 things that bother them, like I said before. And if they have that picture, and maybe they also have a little enlargement of the thyroid gland, a little loss of the outer eyebrows, a common sign. And when I do their ankle reflexes, are very sluggish. These are classic pictures of hypothyroidism. And the functional approach says that when someone like that, even if they have a TSH right in the middle of normal, you do a therapeutic trial, and if all of those things get dramatically better, that says that they're hypothyroid by the functional approach, even though they have ruled out, as they always say, by TSH test.
So that's a beautiful approach, Dr. Blanchard. You know, I was telling our audience, when I was in medical school, we were always taught to treat the patient, not the lab. It seems to me that the vast majority of doctors, when it comes to thyroid, are treating the lab and not the patient.
Well, they are, and it's not that I'm smart and other doctors are dumb. Most doctors are very bright and very dedicated, but they're taught from day one that you follow the book, you follow the guidelines, and the testing tells you yes or no. And frankly, they're wrong about that.
Okay, so let's take you back a ways, because I know you were well trained and you had a lot of you're an endocrinologist and you were on the reservation. How did you, if you can share with our audience just briefly some of the background, how did you get from being a conventionally trained endocrinologist to a guy who left the convention of thinking in this regard?
Well, if I was on the reservation and treating people and ruling out hypothyroidism on the basis of normal tests, what I found was that I was turning away people who came to me with major problems and I didn't have any answer for them. And the idea of a therapeutic trial on thyroid is actually very, very benign, because all one is ever doing is giving some more of the hormone that's already present. And really, you know, there's no adverse effect of doing that. Of course, if you give a lot, you know, people can feel hyper, they can feel racy and so forth, but there's no point in doing that, because all you're doing is restoring normal body physiology.
So you were motivated by seeing patients who weren't responding to conventional avenues of care, were manifesting symptoms that your training informed you might be to do with their thyroid, and you started to treat. Were there other doctors at the time you were doing this doing the same thing? Did you get inspiration from them?
Not really. And, you know, I did it with great trepidation. As you know, as a fellow physician, when you do something different from what it says in the book, you're always worried that, you know, if something goes wrong, you're going to get sued. You know, if you do it gently, again, it's physiologic, not pharmacologic. You don't go blasting away with high doses to see if it works. You give people a little bit, because most of them are not that far below the optimum point. And if you see wonderful things happening and people keep coming back saying, thank you for giving me my life back, well, it kind of just reflects the whole thing. But, you know, there was certainly trepidation when I started doing it. But eventually it's gotten to the point where I've been doing it regularly since 1985.
And I want to echo everything you've said and thank you for your book and your pioneering thinking and your courage. And doctors that have had the interest in this and have educated themselves and have followed some of the pioneering treatments that you have developed, let me just say that the benefits you've given to your patients have been amplified and are spreading. It's interesting to me that any clinician would object to a thoughtful doctor who's helping their patients get better. And yet there is pushback, is there not? Are there not forces aligned against this approach?
Well, yeah, in the sense that I've had people come to me and their doctor. I mean, one woman came to me once and said, don't go to Dr. Blanchard because he's a thyroid cowboy. And basically, it was a doctor that I've never met, who's never heard me speak. You know, if you do something different from what it says in Endocrinology 101 textbook, you're off the reservation. But it's worked beautifully. I mean, I've gotten to my 41st year of practice. I've never had a single lawsuit or a single disciplinary action by the board.
No, well, listen, you deserve all the kudos. Now, you would imagine with all the great results you've had over so many years that conventional medicine would pick this up and study the Blanchard method. That's what I'm going to call it. Has that happened yet?
No.
Well, we'll keep waiting. We'll keep waiting. You know what it is? Somebody once said, the way advances are made in medicine is not by convincing your critics that you're wrong, but by waiting for them to die out. So,
well, there may be some truth to that. I've had this discussion with some academicians, and all they ever say is, well, there's no study that proves what you say. What you're saying is anecdotal.
Anecdotal. 40 years of medicine, thousands of patients helped. That's beyond anecdote, Dr. Blanchard. That's real medicine with real results. I just want to thank you on behalf of all the many patients who you've helped and on the colleagues like myself who have attempted to implement some of your treatments and philosophies. Your work is fantastic, and I wish you 120 healthy years so you can keep doing it, Dr. Blanchard. It's great having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks very much, Dr. Pedro.
You bet. Well, folks, stay with us. We're going to be talking after the break. We're going to get to those top six hidden reasons why people can't lose weight and take any of your calls. I'm Dr. Pedroudi. This is Intellectual Medicine. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Pedroudi. I am back. Intellectual Medicine. We're talking about thyroid. You know, so many people, Nick, will go to the doctor and say, I'm gaining weight. Check my thyroid. The doctor says, hey, your thyroid is normal. Go diet and exercise and have a nice day. We just heard from Dr. Kenny Blanchard and his brilliant insights about thyroid. I could tell you from my own experience that I have administered his approach on many, many cases. And I've had great results, just like Dr. Blanchard said. The thing he left unsaid, folks, is the reason why so few of us practice medicine in this manner is because you run the risk of punitive feedback from insurance companies, departments of health, and even patients. So I had a colleague of mine who's in California, and he was using Dr. Blanchard's approach, treating patients based upon their functional thyroid response. And his insurance company gave him an audit and said, you know, you're not practicing standard of care, and reported him to the Department of Health for being outside of the standard of care because their TSH was normal, and he had the audacity to give them thyroid medicine. Now, nobody got hurt. He's a brilliant doctor. But it took him over 2 years and thousands of dollars to hack through that. That is why the most intellectual and most advanced doctors are no longer taking insurance as a means of payment. And I know Dr. Blanchard does not, and I know at Intellectual Medicine we do not. And part of the reason is connected to freedom to pursue medicine and health in a manner that is best suited to the patient. So how do you know if your doctor has burnout? One, if they're working for a corporate entity, the odds of burnout are much higher. You want to insulate yourself from a burnt out doctor. You want a provider, a nurse practitioner, or a physician who's working for you, who's your advocate, who doesn't have to answer to the man but can answer to you. You find a concierge-based doctor who doesn't take insurance. There are a few of them out there. Now, we do this at Intellectual Medicine. By the way, I'll give out this number in a minute. And I'll also share with you our IV drip of the week. For all you faithful listeners tuning in, a chance to boost your immune system with the $99 immune-boosting infusion, normally about twice that price. The office number is 921-5934. Now, we know that upper respiratory infections are mostly viral. If you're battling one, or you're at risk, or you're under stress, this can help you get through. That is vitally important when you consider the recent studies, some of which we highlighted at the beginning of the show, that antibiotic use is associated with increased risk of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder. And those risks go up the more antibiotics you're exposed to over the span of your life, and they actually go down if you can avoid the antibiotics to begin with. This connects to other research correlating the use of good probiotics to an improvement in mental function in people with Alzheimer's, and to a connection between antibiotic use and degradation in Parkinson's disease. What's the connection? Well, there's a connection between the brain and the gut. And it turns out that if you have a healthy gut with normal bacteria, you're going to be more resilient to infection and disease and perhaps even have a healthier brain. Now, when you take antibiotics, studies have demonstrated that you will mess up the bacterial balance of your colon and your gut for up to one whole year. Now, be advised, probiotics have value, but they are very nuanced. 70% of the probiotics bought at conventional stores are dead on arrival. They're not stored properly. They're not manufactured properly. These are living organisms that have to be properly handled. So you need to be very mindful of the source and of the type of species and the amount. So those are your tips about probiotics, about avoiding physician burnout. If you can't find a concierge doctor, there are some dedicated and passionate clinicians out there, and if you have one of them, hold tight. Physician burnout at 54% threatens the fabric of healthcare. How am I doing here? Running down. I am Dr. Steve Pedderudi. We have one more section. Stay with me. We're going to tell you the 6 hidden causes of obesity and weight gain when we come back at Intellectual Medicine. Talk to you then. I am Dr. Steve Pedderudi. I don't like to say goodbye to you folks. I'm having too much fun. I did promise you the top 6 reasons, hidden reasons for weight gain. Thanks again to Dr. Kenny Blanchard. We're talking about thyroid. I hope you had a chance to listen. And remember, to our faithful listeners, the immune-boosting IV with high-dose vitamin C and the powerful antioxidant glutathione is yours today, today only. It's a $99 drip bar special. You can come by, visit the center, talk to Gina, talk to Tanya, say hello to Tammy, and get an experience at really one of the United States' most advanced and sophisticated IV drip bars, really in the country. Very pleased at what we can do for patients there, including our patients battling cancer. We'll be talking about that throughout the course of our journey together. The phone number, by the way, at the office, the phone's open at 9 o'clock, is 921-5934. So here we are. It's the season for the holidays, and the average American gains about 5 pounds throughout the holidays and then has this resolution to try to lose weight. Why doesn't it work? Well, here are top 6 reasons. Number 1, zero-calorie foods and beverages. Now, why would they be a barrier to weight loss? It's because, folks, those artificial sweeteners that many of them have inflame your brain and stimulate your hunger and your cravings. So in the moment, you get the benefit of zero calorie, but in the aftermath, you develop ravenous hunger. Low calorie, zero calorie beverages, sugar-free soda are weight-gaining elements. The next one in a similar vein is diet food or low-fat food. Anything advertised as low-fat needs to be looked at with a jaundiced eye. Often, they take out good fat and put in bad carb. So the label looks pretty, but the carbs are going to inflame your fat cells and make them grow more quickly. Now, here's one you probably never thought of. Too much exercise. What? Exercise, that's correct. It turns out there is a sweet spot, if you will, a proper dose of exercise for life extension and weight loss, and it is approximately 30 minutes of interval training. That's fast, slow, fast, slow. If you go beyond that, folks, you're going to be working up a hunger. Your brain is going to generate counter-regulatory hormones that are going to slow your metabolism and preserve energy and restore the fat cells. That is why you cannot exercise off fat. You've got to be mindful of the amount. The fourth cause, denying your hunger. I know I'm going to have one meal a day. I just won't eat, and therefore I will lose weight. Nonsense. Your brain is in control. It will generate counter-regulatory hormones in the face of that deprivation, causing the metabolism to slow down and causing the food you eat to go directly to growing fat cells. If you don't eat on a regular basis, those frequent meals matter because if your brain perceives deprivation, it will stop developing muscles and organs and it will begin growing more fat. Energy is the most important thing your body has. Without it, you die. You can live without a lung, without a kidney, but you cannot live without energy. The fifth, now this was very interesting, failure to use proper medications. What do I mean? If you need to lose 10 pounds to get in shape for the spring, you don't need a doctor's help. You don't need a nurse practitioner's help. You don't need prescriptions. But if you need to lose 10% or more of your body weight, well, that is a metabolic condition that requires a full scope of attention. Get yourself to Intellectual Medicine. Success rates of over 95% speak for themselves. And number 6, diets. Really, a temporary interruption in the face of a chronic problem is not a solution. You do not go on a diet, get to your good weight, and then, quote, go back to sensible eating, end quote, you'll regain all of your weight. So those are my top 6 reasons why diets fail and the 6 hidden reasons for obesity and why it continues to be a pervasive problem. So, folks, we're coming to the end of our time together. I'm Dr. Steve Pedderudi. It's always a delight being with you. Heading off to Christmas Carol today, Nick. holiday tradition for me and my family will be a Trinity rep. Yeah, how about you? Did you ever go see Tiny Tim?
I was Tiny Tim.
It's nice to see you recovered so well, Tiny Tim. I want to hear more about that, but I don't know if we have time.
Not right now. We don't.
So on behalf of Tiny Tim, Shannon, who wasn't here today, I leave you with Tony DeJesus and the Big Blue Bug Solutions, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dr. Steve Pedrudi. This is Intellectual Medicine.
WEAN-FM Wakefield, Peacedale. News, traffic, and weather from the Seascape News Center begins...